Also tonight, one of Hollywood's most memorable legends, Robert Duvall, has died. The Academy Award winner enjoyed a long and storied career, carving out a lane as both an unorthodox leading man and a supporting player in some of the greatest films in movie history.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Over a career spanning more than 60 years, Robert Duvall became one of America's most respected and versatile actors in Hollywood history, known for his incredible range and command of the screen.
Clarence, take it easy. How the hell could I see it? It's just going on now.
He got his start on an early classic, playing Boo Radley in 1962's To Kill a Mockingbird, a wordless role in which he made a mark. A broad spectrum of films and roles followed. The villain opposite John Wayne in the epic American Western True Grit, and the inept and often pompous Major Frank Burns in MASH.
Keep your filthy mouth to yourself.
Or does she go?
But it wasn't until the role of Tom Hagen for The Godfather, a concerned lawyer and conciliary for the Corleone crime family, that would launch Duvall's career.
Even the shooting of your father was business, not personal, Sonny.
Well, I always knew after Godfather 1 I would do maybe okay, but I knew that it might happen in 10 years after everybody else. And I always, somebody once said between 25 and 40, they're good actors. After that, something happens in a negative way. So I always tried to remember that and think of myself in the potential. As I grow older, I have more experience and I feel I have more to offer than I become a better performer.
Duvall was known for bringing naturalism to his roles. His ability to transform reached another high mark in 1979, when he played a tyrannical father and fighter pilot in The Great Santini.
Hey, mama's boy. I bet you're gonna cry. Come on, mama's boy.
That same year, some of his most memorable work in less than 20 minutes of total screen time, playing Lieutenant Colonel Kilgore in Apocalypse Now. Duvall was nominated for 7 Oscars, winning his only one for his performance as a washed-up country music star in the much quieter Tender Mercies.
Then let me rest, my head for a while.
Duvall also stepped behind the camera, writing and directing, as well as starring in The Apostle as a deeply flawed preacher seeking redemption. The performance would earn him another Academy Award nomination. He was nominated for multiple Emmys as well, including for one of his best roles in the miniseries Lonesome Dove as Ranger Gus McCray.
I'm giving you a reason to go off on another adventure.
So the show was a huge hit and set a new standard for television series. In all, Duvall had more than 140 film and television acting credits and remained active into his 90s. His family said he died peacefully in his home in Virginia. Robert Duvall was 95 years old.
Still to come on the News Hour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines, the greatest achievements and upsets halfway through the Winter Olympics. And an historian joins our PBS News podcast to ask a simple question about modern politics. What would Abraham Lincoln do?
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.